You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. On Saturday, athletes from all over Michigan will come to the Kalamazoo Scottish Festival to participate in the Highland Games. For seven West Michigan sportsmen, the event is a warm-up for the Scottish Masters World Championship in September, held in Inverness, Scotland. And that championship takes place just a few days before Scotland plans to vote on a referendum to sever political ties with the United Kingdom. Coincidentally, uprisings against English rule may be why the Highland Games started in the first place.
So the English did not allow the Scots to have any weapons. And so they did allow them to have certain things that they actually farmed with, like sledgehammers and other equipment that normally aren't considered as weapons.
That's Jerry Bowersox, the president of the Michigan Highlanders. He says on weekends, Scots would train with that farm equipment until they could use real weapons against the British. Now, of course, there are specialized tools for the sports. Bowersox used to be a high school track and field coach and is responsible for recruiting quite a few members to the sport, like Becky Heima, a former track and field all-star at Grand Valley State University.
I can relive my, you know, glory days a little bit from track and field.
Jay Holloway from Gaylord will be attending the Masters Championship in Scotland for athletes over 40. He says for him, the games were about connecting to his roots.
My clan is the Livingston clan, which has some pretty significant members in it. You know, Dr. Livingston is the one most people know, but also at the Battle of Culloden, just outside of Inverness, actually, where the British literally destroyed Bonnie Prince Charlie's army. There was one battle standard that was not captured by the English there. They happened there. And my ancestor, Donald Livingston, is the man that saved that banner.
At Hughes Park in Hudsonville, Southwest Michigan athletes meet for Highland practice every week. The wide open spaces are perfect for throwing and, of course, grunting.
Is that an important part of Scottish games?
It keeps you from holding your breath. It's really a good thing. Keeps you from holding your breath and you get a little more muscular.
So it's not an involuntary thing, it actually has a purpose.
Well, and it's sort of involuntary too.
That's Kate Booby, another Highland master going to the championships. Booby says women have come a long way in the games in a very short time. She says in 2003, organizers at the Masters Championship had to almost beg women to join the games.
And now they have so many women that they have had to split the over 40 into three age groups because there's so many women. So women are doing it more and more. And as you can see by people over 50 playing, older women who have played for several years are now playing. It's a lot of fun.
Most of the events involve throwing heavy objects, either for distance or height. But Bowersox says the caber toss, where athletes flip skinny tree trunks, is different.
Most people think it's for distance that you turn the caber, but it's for accuracy. You imagine a clock from 9 to 3, and you want to turn it over so it lands exactly at 12. That's a perfect score.
Bowersox says participating in these games is a whole body experience. The athlete uses every muscle possible for momentum.
Every event is explosive. It has to be explosive. You can't really do this in any easy manner. I mean, it's aggressive.
Jay Holloway says one of the great things about the Highland Games is that everyone is allowed to compete, whether you've been lifting for 20 years or just two. It's about encouraging everyone to do their best.
People help each other out. They'll see you doing something in your technique that's not quite right. They'll step up and help you with it. And in helping you with that technique, that might be what beats them.
Kate Booby.
When you're competing, if you've done a personal best and you've won, you're allowed to keep going even though nobody else is throwing anymore, because if that's the day you're going to be the best you've ever been, they'll let you keep throwing to try and get there.
You can see the Highland Games at the Kalamazoo Scottish Festival Saturday from 9 to 4. There's a link to more about that on our website, as well as the Scottish Masters World Championship. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.